There's many, many different dinim sitting in the sukkah. Tilas lulav, nanuim, hakofas of eishanas. But the name of sukkahs is Man Simchaseinu. Why is Sukkot miyuchad? Every Yom Tov there's an inyan of Simcha. So why is Sukkot called Zman Simchaseinu? Perhaps more than that, we're living through very difficult times. Yidden and Golus never go through an easy time, especially the last year, Toshim Pei Dalet. The end of Sukkot. That says Simchas Torah, and we look around, we don't see any end. How does that tie in with Sukkot being Zman Simchaseinu? It's machlekes in the Gemara. Sukkot, Sukkot Eishavti. We Paskin. We commemorate the Inyan of Yaakovit. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. Some Tanoim say Sukkot Mamish. You can count out in Sukkot. What's special? What are we supposed to remember of Sukkot Mamish? The Pashtus, the Anan Yaakovit, was a bunch of looking after Klal Yisrael. Sukkot Mamish corresponds to Al Chelik, that we were prepared to camp out, as the Pasuk says, Lechtech Achar Bamid, Zochati Lo Chesed Nuraich, Lechtech Achar Bamid Bobez Le Zerua. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, millions of people went out of Mitzrayim without taking any provisions with them, and we camped out. And the Rebbeinu Shem says, I'll never forget that. Zochati lo chesed nuraich, lechtecha b'midbar. In a lot of Chazal v'histories, the lechtecha b'midbar was straight away when they went out of Mitzrayim. Gam tzid lo osu lehem. Zerashim pas b'shalach. Chris Yam Zerash says, G'dayim ha'emuna, sheminim b'viyotzu. That inyan v'emuna, that Klal Yisrael had faith and confidence in the Rebbeinu Shem were being looked after. So Sukkot Mamish Be'etzim commemorates our Chelik, that we are prepared to trust and rely on the Rabbein Shalom. Then wouldn't we be talking about the Rabbein Shalom? The Shoidish we spoke about in previous years, the Shroshim of Simcha is Bitochen. And that comes to another point this year. There's a Posuk in the Kriya of Shabbos Cholamoid, we say as follows: after Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, Shteit Azim Posuk, Ba'yoyim a Posuk in the middle of Pasuk Kisisa, Kriya of Shabbos Cholamoid, Ba'yoyim Hine Onechi Koyers Bris, Neged Kol Amcha Esen Niflois, Onechi Krisis Bris a covenant with Klal Yisrael, Neged Kol Amcha Esen Niflois in front of all the Umas Olam, you'll see wonders, Esnif Lois, Ashelim Nivru B'cholot Chalagoyim, wonders that you've never seen before in the history of Klal Yisrael. Mero Kol Ha'om Ashat B'kibes Mazashim K'neiru Ashen Eseimach. So in other words, the Rabbein Shem says, I'll make a Christmas wreath, there'll be special Nisim B'nif Lois that Klal Yisrael have never experienced before, and the whole Umas Olam will stand in awe of the Nisim of the Rabbein Shem looking after, what the Rabbein Shem does to Klal Yisrael. So Rabban Fektakash or not, what Nisim are we referring to? We're talking after Yitzis Mitzrayim, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Mon, Be'er, everything. So what new Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael after the parash of the Eagle? Komos HaMishkan, there's no Nisim. So what Nisim are we referring to over here when we say Neged Kolam Chayes and Niflois? Rashi's got a different pshat and posuk completely. Of a push up pshat and posuk S and Niflois means wonders, Nisim and Niflois. So what Nisim and Niflois are we referring to? when the Lake Lord Shiva was once visiting Reb Shach, and Reb Shach told him Pshat and Pasuk Hazeh. There's a vote for Reb Yaakov Emden. Reb Yaakov Emden says that the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Golis is a greater Ness than the Ness of Yitzis Mitzrayim. He used the Loshon Cheinav Shemachta Shvu of them. Reb Yaakov Emden says in his Siddur, Chaynafshi are making a shvur that the nisim of the kiyum of Klal Yisrael Golas were persecuted with se'achas when shivim ze'evim, one little sheep. That's a loshon. It's a moshel chazal amongst 70 wolves. And they're all trying to pull us apart, and we're still here to stay. We've been through Golas for 2,000 years, came out, and Klal Yisrael is still here. So the kiyum of Klal Yisrael Golas is a greater ness than Tzitz Mitzrayim. Chavis Havavis. Sharp Chinnah says similar, not to that extent. He says if you want to see something which is similar to Tzitz Mitzrayim, have a look at the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael and Golas. Zeh Chavis Havavos. Or Yaakov Emden takes it much further, and he says that the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael and Golas is a greater ness than the ness of Tzitz Mitzrayim. So Pshach said, "Let me say the Sepoch of Pshach and Posuk over here." Neged Kol Amch, I make you a crucifix bridge to protect, to look after Klal Yisrael. Neged kol amcha es niflois, I'll make nisim ashlein nivru b'cholos cholagoyim, which supersedes any other nisim which have happened till now. Because the kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Golus is a greater ness than it is Mitzrayim. That's a pshat and posuk. I added two hoisofos on Rashaf's vot. First of all, why was it just said now, this inyan of neged kol amcha es niflois in the Kriyas Brits? When was this posuk said? This pasuk was said after Yigum Mizrachim, after Chet HaEgel. There's a Gemara in Erevin Nundalit, that the Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Nundalit, if it wouldn't have been for Shviras Haluches, no Umma Veloshim would be able to check a Klal Yisrael. Enkel Umma Veloshim Lichel Lishleben, if it wouldn't have been for the Mizlulz Yeridus HaDeiris, after there's a change in the whole matzav of Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaEgel, so even after there was a Ritzah and we got the Luchas back, of the certain things didn't change. There was a change in the whole history of Klal Yisrael. And one of the things taking in Gemara is that going can't shepherd Klal Yisrael. Negative. Ilmole le nishtabro Luchas ein kolum veloshen chelish lebehen. It's a shein of often done from Meshech Chochma. In this connection, there's two parshas which I'm... Where we go through the Moedim. There's the Parshin Kisis and Parshin Mishpotim. In Mishpotim we've also got all the three Moedim, and it's one of the Kriyas on Cholamid Pesach. But there's one basic difference, it's interesting to say. In Kisisa, state, after we're talking about the English Shol Shigolim, the Pasuk says, which we learned this Shabbos, when you go up to Be'el Regel, don't worry that Kenzan the Goyim will overrun you. The men and the older boys all went up to Be'el Regel. The women stayed behind. So you had farms. You had tremendous areas where there was just women and little children around. Easy prey for all the neighbours. So the Pasuk said, don't worry, but Liachm is just out of them. At least when you're right, it's a special Abtocha. If you're in the regal, you won't lose out of it. This Pasuk steht noch in Pasuk Sissa. In Pasuk Mishpotim, when we go to Moedim, it doesn't say this din. It doesn't tell us this Abtocha. Aber es ist doch mal schrach mal gewaltig. Mishpotim was Kodim Chet HaEgel, we didn't need the special Abtocha. Liachm is just out of them, at least when you're right. The game won't check what you saw. After Chet HaEgel, Shingavon, Amatzev, from that Yichil Lishleit Bahem, so we need a special Avtocha, Liachm Dishas Atzcho, that's why it's in Kitzos on not Mishpotim. Of Al Kaponim, Lemaisa, after Chet HaEgel was a matter that were open prey to the Umas Olam. So now, after the Chet HaEgel, the Rebbeinu made a special Krisus Bris, then Kol Amcha Es Nefos, I'm going to look after Klal Yisrael. This Ein Hoysofa. At Tzveta Yisofa, the Pasuk says as follows. The Pasuk says, V'roa kol ha'otz ha'shata b'kimis ma'is ha'shem ki noiruhu. Why do you use this expression, noiruhu? There's a Gemara in Yuma, Samach Tesma Beis, that the Gemara says, what's the meaning of noiruhu? the Gemara says the Inyan of Neira, that after Chum Beis Hamikdash, they stopped saying, God will give up a Neira. I know Reisav. The Goyim came to Machil the Beis Hamikdash. I know Reisav. And Shechnesek Dela reinstituted again these Lashainas, and they said, Hey, no Reisav. The fact that. It was on the Lashna Gemara. The Gemara in the Yuma Samach Tesla days, the Gemara is the Lashon. He must have a Lashon. Heine neiroisav shel molei meirosh lakadosh baruch hu echuma achatzichel iskayim min ha'umetz. That shows neir of the Rabbein Shalim. And to Santa Zach, we think that if they're going to chaper us, chayis, they're lazy, whatever it is. There's an inbuilt fear of the Rabbein Shalim. As I said in the Gemara. There's an inbuilt fear of the Rabbein Shalim. The Gemara says, el molei meirosh lakadosh baruch hu echuma achatzichel iskayim. As Bem says, a chazal is a medrash in the Megillas Esther. When Haman came into Achashverosh, let's destroy Klal Yisrael, says his initial reaction, I'm scared of the Rabbein Shalom. So Haman tried to tell him the Rabbein Shalom doesn't care about Klal Yisrael anymore, but that was his initial reaction. So come day that Ben is deep down, there's an inbuilt fear. So that's the Neira. So Neira represents this Hanhoga, that the Rabbein Shalom looks after Klal Yisrael in Golus, is representing the word of Neira. It's representing the word Neira. So it says that Geshmak was stated in Posuk. V'ro kol amayotz geshem Hashem nik. V'ro kol amayotz geshem nik. Mais Hashem ki Neira hu. So now there's two Esophas in the Rishach Taich. The Posuk is talking about the Kim of Klal Yisrael in Golitz. And the Kim of Klal Yisrael in Golitz needed a special Avtocha after Chet Ha'egel. And that shows itself in the expression of that the Umas Ayin will see it's Mais Hashem ki Neira hu. Al Kaponim, the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Golus, thus is, that is Be'emes, the Haftoch. The Baal Seidah Yoyim says, Baal Seidah Yoyim was a Kadmon, when everyone quotes him, about over 400 years ago. The Baal Seidah Yoyim says, that that's Pshat in Moedim. In Moedim we say, Al-Chein HaMesum Yodech, HaMesum Yodech, HaMesum Yodech, HaMesum Yodech, HaMesum Yodech, HaMesum Yodech, What Nisim are we talking about? So Baal Seidah Yoyim says, we're talking about the Nisim of the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Golus. Those are the Nisim, but Nisach and Nifresach Shechol Yoyim. Them is, with that, understood another Nekuda. In Moedim Drabonim, it's interesting to Loshen. In Moedim Drabonim, we say as follows. In Moedim Drabonim, we say, we thank the Rabbi Shemich Echison Kiyantom. Then we add on the Bakosha, Kint Chayenus, Kamenus, Eskulisenu. We hope that the Rabbein Shem will bring us back to Beis Hamikdash and they will be able to avoid it properly. How's it coming? Moedim Drabonim is the kits of Moedim. In the Ikka Moedim, where do we say that? In Moedim Drabonim, we've got a ganze bakosha that we ask, Kibbutz Golias, Binyan Beis Hamikdash, they will be able to keep mitzvahs, Lishmuch Kerla, Sinchal of the Sholem, come out like a Yom Norm Chen Hibartacha. How's that coming to Moedim? How's it come in the middle of Moedim over here? Moedim Drabonim. Moedim Drabonim is a tamsis of the Moedim. So like Beis Sadayim is agut. Beis Sadayim says, he adds another shtickle. He says that there's two brochas. There's Ritzei and Moedim. Ritzei is a bakosha for Binyan Beis Hamikdash. But we're devaluing Golas. So we at Moedim, we thank the Rabbein Yishalaylam in Nochanama. We've just asked the bakosha, but Devaile in Golus were thanking the Rabbi Yishalim for the Kim of Klal Yisrael in Golus. So Ritzei and Moedim go together, as it types Baal Seidah Yoyim. Ritzei and Moedim go together. First Chelik is Abakosh of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Hachzor is Hashchina to Klal Yisrael Machzash and also Ritzein. And meanwhile, so we're here in Golus, there's a special Bakosh of that a special Haidur that we thank the Rabbi Yishalim Nishvassin of Kuzlam and Sechash of Chanyim Monu. So the Moedim Drabonim is a tansis of the Ritzei Moedim together. That's the Moedim Drabonim. We thank the Rabbein Shem for the Kim of Klal Yisrael in Tzom Ki Antonu, and the King Chayen says it was in Chatzim Mitzvah, well, we're able to keep mitzvahs properly, that's going back onto Ritzei, because Ritzei and Moedim is bet in two halves of one tefillah, a bakosha for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and at the same time thanking the Rabbein Shem for the Kim of Klal Yisrael in Golus. Of Al Kaponim, coming back to this Nekuda, that the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Golus, that the Rabbi Shem looks after Klal Yisrael, Mosman Mol Matzovim, thus is Be'emes, that is a constant Haidor that we have to give to the Rabbi Shem. on Sukkos, one of the Inyanim of Sukkos is Hakofas. We're makif. I'm not talking about Hakofas, Simchas Torah. We're makif with Dalet Min around the Mizbeach. Steht in Santa Masho. Masho, in Daf Mem Hei, you say Ani Vahoy O Ishiyona. What's Pshat Ani Vahoy? Where's Ani Vahoy coming from? It says in Santa Rashi. One man done with the Impossek says, Oma Hashem O Ishiyona. Why do we say Ani Vahoy O Ishiyona? Why do we change? So Rashi says two Nikudas. One Pshat is Rashi says, Ani Vahoy is the same gematria as Ona Hashem. Ona Hashem is 52. Yud Kevov Kei is Yud Kevov Kei is another 26. It's 78. Ani Vahoy is the same gematria. 61 Vahoy. Why we change it? After that, Shikol Teisus, with Amasho of them, Abakoponim, Ani Vahoy is the same gematria as Ona Hashem. This is what Rashi. Then Rashi adds something. Something Rashi Gitarne between Kabbalah Dikinyonim. The Ramban in his Psicha La Teira says that the whole Teira is full of Shemus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The whole Teira is comprised of Shemus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Teira was that going to be a Zaylam. It's made up of Shemus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. From Bereshit to Enikol Yisoy. And Af Rashi was the grace of Bale Pashtonim. Rashi in Sukkim Emhei alludes to this Inyan as in Teira to Shemus. And he brings this Rashi, the second Pshat in Rashi. The Ramban Nagdoma La Teira brings down this Rashi. Rashi says, I'll say that there's a Shem of Ayin Beis Oistias, there's three Psukim in the middle of Pash B'Shalach, Vayisa, Vayovoi, Vayet Moshe, there's three consecutive Psukim, each one's got 72 Oistias, and if you take the first Ois of the first posuk, the last ice of the middle posuk, and the first ice of the third posuk, you get Vov Hei Vov. If you take letter number 37, can't have mamash the middle of the 72, but if it's letter number 37, then you get Aleph Nun Yud. So Ani Vahoy represents these three psukim. What's these three psukim have got to do with the point with Sukkah, Ani Vahoy? Bakabum Azim Rashi Amahalach. So these three psukim have got the Shem Ayim Be'ezah, and if you take the first and last and first posuk, the first letter of the first posuk, and the last letter of the middle posuk, and the first, you've got the Vov Hei Vov, and then and in the middle letter you've got that Ani Vahoy. What these two psukim are mashaychas mitzukis, it's mitzayik pi yamsavot etc. Of akabonim we say on Ani Vahoy Yeshiyano. Shteit Masho of Anata Yisof. Masho says that why over here do we say Ani Vahoy Yeshiyano? Zot we're talking about b'chag b'akofas amizbeach. And the kavona of the hakofas are shishmerenu hakel misov mitzoraseinu. We makiv the mizbeach with a dalad minim, and that's a tefillah and a bakosha that Rabbi should protect us from the sainim. Zot hazev yishtem kol tzoreis of a shiyoi chayne malach Hashem sov lirei v'aychaltem. We go round the mizbeach with a dalad minim, and that is makiv, and that helps us to protect us from the mosailim. This is what Rashi pshat. Then the sod, then Masho get weiter. So Masho, that on the seventh day, on Aishana Rabbah, we go down seven times. What's the English? It's the Zeichel of Yerichai. When they were makif Chaymas Yerichai, every day they went around, for 6 days they went around once, on the seventh day they went seven times, that was makif Chaymas Yerichai. So Shteitim Yishalmi, that the Indian from that kofas that we do every day, and on the seventh day is we go around seven times, it's going to Yerichai. They were makif Yerichai. Yericha, that was the beginning of the Kibush Oetz, we makil chemis Yericha, there's a Kirchatuma, Agav, Yeshubanum was Mesakin Oleinu, Bishas Kibush Yericha, that, so Eipazei, the Indian of Hakofa on Sukkos is a Siyua, it's not just a replay what happened at Mol, it's a Hidur on the past, present, and it's a tefillah for the future, that just like the Rabbeinu was makiv chemis yirichai, and that was a mapolin that was the beginning of kibush oret, so we makiv the mizbeach, and v'masho zogt, aloshen, as hakofas ha-mizbeach, shekavonis hakofish, shuveinu keil misom mitzorazeinu. So Kumta is that on Sukkah, we've got a ganze avoida over here, where we mispal, we daven, we be mispal, and we do a p'ula, which be'emes, in the Olamas helps, that be makif, around the Mizbeach, makiv around the Mizbeach, this is a shmira, that's a shmira that the Rabbein Shem should help us from the Omas Olam. And as Avisigaven in Yericha then at the time, when the climax is Shmini Atzeres, as Hashan Rabba, where we go around seven times, we mapil the Pichas HaTumah, of we mapil the Pichas HaTumah. And this is the Shmira. And in reference to that, we call it Ani V'Hoye Shiov, then on Mashot HaMahalach. Why over here put, we mention Ani V'Hoye Shiov now? About Kaponim, Sukkis is Be'emes. Klal Yisrael started off by coming out of Mitzrayim. We had the Gewaltige Munna B'tochen the Rabbein Shalala. Sukkis Mamesh. The Rabbein Shem showered us with Anan Yaakov to protect us. And the protection of Klal Yisrael with Anan Yaakov wasn't just physically, it was Baruchness as well. Shein Ramchal, we were isolated from the Umas Oilam. We lived in our own bubble. We lived in our own, in Chitz of Kedusha. We have to try and see to be makiv. We're makiv the whole way through Sukkot. We're makiv in order to thank and to be mispalel for the eventual gula shleima when we'll be makiv all the kriyas atuma. Chutzulei Navov Shemishmul. Shemishmul adds that on the Shana Rabbah we go around seven times and we're makiv the kriyas atuma. No dems up when you go around with the Sefer Torah seven times. That's to build kedush around yourself. From Kedusha around yourself, some something could be Shemishmul. So Peshatzit is also Chet from the Avodah Sukkos. With on one hand, we thank the Rebbein Shem, and that's why Sukkos is Be'emes Zman Simchoseinu. And we thank the Rebbein Shem from Nissan and Floyd, from Rabbi Akvendon, that the Kim of Klal Yisrael and Golus is a great lesson to this Mitzrayim. So the Shmira that we've seen Mitzad Echad in the last year in Tovshet Medalad. The massacre mit also that happened mit Zatsheni, the Nissim Mamish Lamaila Mederech Ateva, it's just when Erev Pesach, it's when Erev Rish Hashanah, not the Gewaltige Nissim was a Gewen, the Shmira, we mustn't forget, the Shmira, why the Rebbein Shem wants this Pacham Zol Chivuton, on mit Zatsheni, the Rebbein Shem, Shemi Matzal Gewen, 200 missiles every, come out every Shonah, ballistic missiles. Each one of them could have killed veveis how many people. Vanished. The Rebbein Shem wants to tap the power to show us what he can do. And we have Chuvaton before Mashiach comes. And with Tzatsheni, we're living with a Gewaltig, Mezetach Hashkoch, Kamad Gili Shechina of Gewaltig Nisim of the Rebbein of Kim Klal Yisrael and Golis. That's a Chedik Mizman Simch Hussein, is with Tzadechot, is noch an Amatze, was mit Afasach, mit Spalal sein. And Takin, now's the time, through our Kofis, mit Hashan Rabbe, to use the Koyach of the Hakofa to be mapil all the Koychas Hatum and to mapil the Goyim as Ozanki Sam Mershel is Obn Moron, so that one should come to the Darga Simchat Hashem Levadecha Mitzad Sheini Sukkos Man Simchoseinu Vemezet the Kiyum of the Rabbein Shleilam Rabbein Shem looking after us in Golus to Sagvalti Gezach Memele the Yom Tov and Gemet Tahemshech as from that Hashan Rabba, and then into Simchas Torah, we makiv ourselves with chin of kedusha. Every one of us is we have to try and be makiv ourselves with chin of kedusha. This is Torah. So I always say, starting the day the Torah way. We fangt on the tog mit Torah, we then tapas lemitten tog. We learn at the end. We makiv ourselves with peiches of kedusha and Torah. The eman chin is Torah. So in des chus. Of recognizing Tovus the Chaste Hashem, we thank Him, Moedim for that. When Mispal Kind Chayin Skaimenu, as we should have Beis Hamikdash back again, and with our void of Sukkos, together with the Simcha of Sukkos, and that translates itself eventually into the Simcha from the Simchas Torah. We should take Bizeich Noch Der Yo Noch Tzafrein and Beis Hamikdash Sechzena Einim Shulchan Simrachim Gedmeid.